This is the 21st Show. I'm Brian Mackey. Yesterday, Google announced its plans to take over the James R. Thompson Center, the iconic creation of postmodern architect Helmut Yahn in Chicago's Loop District. It's a soaring glass structure, admired by some, hated by others. The building has been the subject of controversy since it opened in the 1980s and was lovingly profiled a few years ago in the short documentary Starship Chicago. Here's a clip with architect Stanley Tigerman and then Yahn himself.
A kind of crazy building. It was wildly optimistic, off the wall. I mean, it was selecting Helmut to do it in the first place. That's the brilliant move.
Architecture is problem solving. I understand that not everybody likes the building, but that's the thing about architecture. No, you don't have to like it.
You don't have to. And successive governors allowed the maintenance backlog at the Thompson Center to accumulate for years, for decades. And the state has been trying to offload it for a long time. But Google's announcement comes as tech share prices are down about 30% this year. The company is in a two-week hiring freeze and plans to slow hiring for the rest of 2022. In an internal memo surfaced by The Verge, Google CEO Sundar Pichai indicated the company is looking to be more entrepreneurial and focus resources toward high-priority areas. With its plans for the Thompson Center, Chicago appears to be on that list. Joining us to talk about this development and its implications for tech and politics in Illinois is John Pletz, a senior reporter at Crain's Chicago Business. John, welcome back to the 21st Show. Thanks for being here.
Glad to be here.
800-222-9455 if you want to join our conversation. Maybe you at one point worked in the Thompson Center. A lot of people with connections to state government rotated through there. Basically, state government was based out of Chicago since the George Ryan administration. But we want to hear from you. 800-222-9455 or tweet us at 21st Show. So, John, can you just talk a little bit more about the structure of this deal?
Well, it's an unusual deal. Originally, there was a joint venture led by Michael Reschke that was going to buy the building and then sell back a third of it to the state, and then they would find other tenants. That all changed when Google entered the picture and decided it wanted to own the building outright. And so the deal changed. The developers had to find a new home for the state employees. So they went and bought a building down the street, and then they're going to develop this building for Google.
So what do we know so far about, in terms of renovating the Thompson Center, what Google is envisioning?
We don't really know much. Google hasn't said a lot, and the developers aren't talking a great deal, although it does sound like it's going to get a renovation of that atrium, which is both, striking and problematic, as many of the people who've worked in that building know. And then the developer says they're going to try and add some outdoor terraces, which is certainly in keeping with the sort of amenities that a tech company would want. But, Google puts a lot of effort and money into making its spaces both interesting and usable. So I would expect that, there'll be some dramatic flourishes here and there.
As well as foosball tables and beanbag chairs, probably, right?
No doubt.
This building is, you sort of alluded to this, the building is notorious among people who work there as too hot or too cold. There was that iconic photograph of somebody who had set up like a sort of a beach umbrella in their office because the sun would just shine on them all the time. Do you get the sense that Google knows what it's getting into?
Yeah, I do. I'm not sure that, it's like any rehab project. I don't think you ever really know what you're getting into until you've
right.
Gotten too far into it to go back. But I do think that they know that that's both an iconic building, but also a really unusual, challenging structure. And maybe that's part of the appeal. I mean, Google, these are people who wanted to categorize the world's information. They like big challenges. They will certainly get that with the Thompson Center.
So let's talk about Google in Chicago. Why is it interested in expanding its presence in Chicago? What is its current presence in Chicago?
They have about 2,000 employees, and that's grown pretty dramatically in the last 2 or 3 years. For a long time, they were, you know, they were well under 1,000 employees. And now that, you know, that growth has really taken off, they're about 2,000 now. People who have heard about their plans have told me that, you know, in the next 4 or 5 years, you know, they may add 5,000 jobs in Chicago. They may triple that headcount.
Wow, tripling it. So what is it about Chicago that is attractive to Google? Because, I mean, we have this, and maybe you can talk a little bit about the interplay of this announcement coming on the heels of these high-profile corporate departures of Caterpillar and Boeing and Citadel.
Well, Google hasn't really said how much or when or even why now. But they've grown their presence here over time. It started as mainly a sales office, and you know, they now have all sorts of functions here. There's administrative, there's some engineering here, which for a long time there weren't a lot of tech jobs, but that's grown significantly. People who've worked with the company in the tech community have said that there are a couple of things they like about Chicago. Chicago has one of the largest collections of tech talent in the country. It's the third largest city in the country, so that's not a huge surprise. And it's also pretty affordable talent compared to either New York or San Francisco. You know, and you know, New York's got the second largest population of tech workers, just based on its size, obviously, and the financial industry. You know, Google has about 12,000 employees in New York. They've had a large presence there for a while. And Chicago always kind of lagged that. So this is a sign that, you know, Chicago will catch up. Part of it with Google, as with Amazon, you know, which resulted in the whole HQ2 thing, Salesforce and others. Facebook's a good example of that. Eventually, there's not enough talent in the Bay Area or Silicon Valley for companies that are growing to that scale. Eventually, you know, you have to start hiring people in other places. And, they set up shop in Chicago 20 years ago. So they have grown, they have added more things here, and this is a sign that, you know, they're about to grow again. One of the interesting things that Google is doing is a couple of years ago, Google made a commitment to boost its diversity. Tech companies are just not very diverse, you know, across the industry. It's a problem, a challenge. And Google said, you know, we're going to add 10,000 people of color or women and people of color and other minorities to our workforce. Chicago is one of four cities where they were really focusing on doing that. And I think that may also be a factor here as well, you know, is that Chicago has one of the most diverse populations in the country. So it's a good place for them to do that. I mean, think of some of the other, the other cities, DC and Atlanta as well. So
let me take a moment to reintroduce our guest. We're speaking with John Pletz of Crain's Chicago Business. He's a senior reporter there, covers technology, airlines, also cannabis. And we are talking today about Google's announcement that it's going to be taking over the James R. Thompson Center and it moving a significant part of its Chicago workforce there. As we just heard, it's got 2,000 workers in Chicago right now. It could expand to even more. And this is something, there was a news conference yesterday. Governor J.B. Pritzker was certainly happy about Google's decision. Let's listen to a little bit of what he had to say.
If it wasn't evident before, then surely it is crystal clear now. Google is one of Chicago's most important companies. You are an integral part of our community, and you have invested in your future while investing in ours.
So, John, this comes, as I mentioned earlier, after Caterpillar, Boeing, and Citadel saying they're going to move their headquarters out of Chicago. There's been this focus on, shift to remote work and the effect that's having on real estate downtown, as well as increased crime in and around downtown. What are the immediate benefits for Chicago of this announcement?
Well, it's definitely, a shot in the arm for both the city and the state. After some, as you mentioned, some pretty high profile departures. And, the number of jobs is huge. With the headquarters, I think that you really have to take into consideration the cachet. I mean, Google is a huge brand. It's particularly good for the city and the state. They've long tried to really grow the tech economy here. They really want Chicago to be seen as one of the, one of the nation's major tech centers, sort of alongside, places like Boston and Seattle and Austin. So this is a way to do that. But, it really does come at an opportune time for them after losing some headquarters. Getting an office of Google in downtown is highly visible and great. It doesn't carry quite the same cachet as corporate headquarters. That's why, cities and states really go out of their way to attract those. But all in all, it's some pretty good news at a time when, they just really had a string of just tough announcements from those companies.
Do you see downtown specifically benefiting from this? Because, I've been reading a lot of stories in your publication about how the real estate market is really, the remote work shift has people worried about central business districts in Chicago and other cities as well.
Right. Yeah, this is also another big win from that standpoint. At a time when it's still really an open question about how many people are going to be coming back to offices, particularly in the Loop, particularly on LaSalle Street, where the Thompson Center is, this was just a huge sort of vote of confidence in that. Google has been among those companies that from the beginning has said they think it's important to have people working together in offices. Now, they may not ever go back to 5 days a week, but they want people together in offices. And that's part of what a deal like this says. We're not back yet. Conceivably, you could put off a decision to buy a building that big. But it tells you over the long term, Google thinks people are going to want to be back in offices. The pure mechanics of cities like Chicago, really work to your advantage if that's what you're going to do, because you have just great transportation and infrastructure. And, it wasn't lost on anyone. Google did make a point of this, that one of the advantages of that building is it's attached to, basically the nerve center of the CTA train network in Chicago. And it's also, a very short walk to the train lines, and obviously there's a major interstate that goes by there, and that was not lost on Google. So they clearly think that it's not going to be a remote work environment forever. Everybody in the city, I think, breathed a sigh of relief when they said, "Well, geez, if Google's making that kind of investment," I think the developer said, it takes probably 5 or 6 percentage points off the vacancy rate in the central business district right off the top. Wow. It's a couple million square feet and, several thousand employees. Obviously the state's got, they're going to have somewhere in the neighborhood of 1,200-1,300 employees going into that new building on top of whatever Google takes.
John Pletz covers technology, among other topics, for Crane's Chicago Business. John, thanks so much for being with us today on the 21st Show.
You're welcome. Thanks for having me.
And that is all the time we have for our show today and for this week. Before we go, I do want to urge you to join our texting group. We ask questions about what we're going to talk about. We hear great things from listeners. We want you to be a part of it. Text the word TALK to 217-803-0730. That's TALK, T-A-L-K, to 217-803-0730. You can also find a link to do that on our website, 21stshow.org. The 21st Show is a production of Illinois Public Media. I'm Brian Mackey. Thanks for listening. We'll talk with you again on Monday.